We're Tisha B'Av.
I'm going to go on with two tents. Obviously, all these bad desires, which are opposite of good desires, of holy desires, right? This explains why a person always falls. They go in by night, they're blemishing the eyes to bad thoughts, and he cannot connect to anything of holiness. Because you cannot want holiness when you want contamination, tuma. Okay? Therefore, people lose their cheshek to pray, to learn, until they're not even able to open a book. How many times parents came to me crying about a son of theirs that has no cheshek to open a siddur, to learn the holy Gemara? It's all because he did all kinds of bad maasim, or maybe a friend showed him a magazine, like all kinds of things that happen all the time. Okay? And of course, he loses all of his cheshek to the kedusha, to Torah. And it's hard to get out of that place. That's why I want to keep our kids as innocent as possible. Anyways, you're going to be exposed to the world sooner or later. It's better later. Kama anachnu mitpalelim la'avor yom naki bli pgamei einayim. How much we're praying to go through a clean day without blemishing of the eyes. Beg Hashem to go in the street without getting hurt, without to see something that will destroy the best thing that we have, which is the will for holiness. Lumad zodishan Hashim. As opposed to that, there are some people, unfortunately not only some, there are people, and not only that they don't do any efforts to guard themselves, rather they go and they bring themselves to go and see things. They buy themselves a new phone, and have interchet. You know what interchet is? You enter the chet. It's a net. You get in there and can't get out, like a spider's net.
Okay. So you're entering the sin.
Yeah, entering the sin, exactly. Or also I heard intermet, you're entering the death.
Intermet. Oh, so inner death.
Exactly. So you could choose which one it is.
Inner death. Okay. As in your inside is dying.
Oh, inner death, right? Exactly. You could do all of these things, Vamash. It's not stam that the primitive rabbis, those black ones who are sitting in the yeshivas, decided to go and fight against Nabozna, that's not a very big this, to go and fight against this thing. It's because they wouldn't have had any idea if it exists, even the iPhone. The thing is that stories came to them and they saw how much damage it causes. And that's why they decided to do a whole war against it. So each one will be smart.
But also, we're not even mentioning the physical addiction to.
Besides, nechon, Hashem Alechem, that even the goyim, they realize that the places where they don't use TV and internet and stuff like that, unless only for work and stuff like that. It's Amash, it's terrible. You waste your life, you waste your time. It's Amash, Makhshir for the Yetzara. Like Allah, which I remember once. Sitting in the class, and he asked the guy who's filming, it's connected, it's live? Yeah. So he smiled at the camera and he said, if you would listen to me, close the internet, throw the computer in the garbage, and come here to cheer over here. Instead of sometimes I was at Chutzlaretz, I wanted the internet, I could see the Rav and everything, very good. So there's ways to do it, there's ways to be safe. Besides, this was six years ago, and the internet was very slow those days. Like today, where it's. As B'zal Hashem, each one will strengthen himself for his own benefits. Disconnect himself from all this crazy technology, which takes up people's lives physically, spiritually, mentally. They have imaginary friends, all kinds of things. I heard stories.
I mean, we're not even talking about multiplayer role games.
It's true that we're not talking about it because I have no idea what it is.
You don't want to know.
I don't want to know, exactly. Okay, so, why don't live a simple, happy life? All this garbage. My family was complaining why I don't have a WhatsApp because they can't give me information. I said, if I had a WhatsApp, I never would have spoken to you. Now I can talk to you every once in a while. If there were no phones, then we would have meet more. Let's not waste our lives. If you don't have completely blocked internet, it's worse and worse. But I know, because my bubby has internet, open internet. And I used to go in to see my email, my weather. Achshav yipsha. You go in, you press to go into your email, a lady with a bikini jumps up and there's some advertisement for something. Literally, I'm not joking, so much like that. I'm not exaggerating at all.
Right? Oh, it's a lot worse than that. Is nothing.
So, you see that? Yipsha. And if a person is a little more excited than me, he even goes and tries it out, see what goes on in there, my yeshama.
Not sure.
So very careful with these things. You have to be Ovadia.
It's terrible. How would you use
my iPhone? Not you. We're talking about you, Bichah. You have to be like Rav Ovadia, you know? Serve Hashem. Oved Hashem.
I support that.
What kind of Havamina you have? We're talking about you, Bichah. What kind of Havamina you have? We're talking about you, Bichah.
Just that walked in, something Ovadia. It was a... What do you call it?
You have to be Ovadia. When are you going to be Ovadia?
Ovadia Hashem
Meod.
So it's
going to
be
wild. Amen, amen. Yiratzan Erobi. Amen. Fixing the brain and the soul. You have to remember that what you saw becomes part of you. What you heard becomes part of you. It becomes part of your brain. It's you! Therefore, Adam, which learns Torah, he knows the Torah, it becomes part of him. And he's the Torah himself. That's why we go to Tzadikim to hear Da'at Torah. Why? Because that's who they are. They are Torah. Okay? Someone told me that, someone told me that he was in the army, and we told him to stand in a certain stand for guarding, and in that stand, there was a book called Gana Emunah. You heard of that book? It's an amazing book. It's a very special book. And until that day, this guy says, I hated Judaism. I wouldn't read anything. Even if it wasn't Judaism, it wouldn't be. I hate reading. But when you're standing in a stand for 6 hours with a gun, without a cell phone, without anything, because you're not allowed to, because it's probably a dangerous place, and you have nothing else to do besides this book, so from Shabbat, he says, they have mercy on you, and he opened the book. And he opened it, and he started reading it. And he did not stop until today, he reads the book. And his life, of course, changed from one edge to the other. And he told me, until that day, he was a sad person, he was a depressed person. And when he started reading the book, his whole life became shining and bright. And he didn't start keeping everything immediately. It took him years, probably. Okay? What changed? His brain changed, his outlook for life. Everything you could look in a bad way, in a sad way, or in a good way. The basic idea is that whatever Hashem does is good. So just have to find why is this good. Some, for example, I told this guy that I told you about from Tzomachila, the junction. I told him everything is good. I tell him, for example, my children are stubborn, you know how stubborn they are. They're real Jews, my kids. I'm talking my own kids. You can see it. Everything is a struggle. Everything's a fight with them. If they want something from age 2 until the oldest one, if they want something, they'll fight for it. They want it. Okay? So if a parent could look at it, kid, oh, God, not again. I can't stand it. Or you could say, what's the good thing about this? And the truth is that to be a stubborn, it's a very, very good midah, a lot more than being soft. You know why? Because this generation especially, when people, everything is a chevra, is a chevra, is new people, society, everything goes by society and pressure of society.
Peer pressure.
Huh?
Peer pressure.
Peer pressure as well? Peer pressure?
Where the friends push them
to do this, that. Right? It's a very good thing to be stubborn and to stand on what you believe is true. So fine, so as kids, it's annoying for the parents. that the kid wants this dress and not that dress. And he'll go crying, he's screaming for an hour. No, he wants this dress. Stubbornness. But it's a good midah, it's a very good midah. So you see everything, you can look at it this way, you can look at it that way. So each one of us, that's how we have to look at life.
The other good thing about stubbornness is that you are so determined to be successful in what you want.
Exactly.
That you'll practice and practice and practice.
Until you achieve.
Until you achieve.
Like Rav Dror. He's stubborn like a parrot to succeed in what he's doing. And he's not always succeeding. He's been trying to open this Emunah Center for months. It's not going for him too well. We all have to daven. It's not for him. We have to daven that. Daven for Dor, Moshe, Ben Emanuela, that his ideas will come amash and be successful, because what he is, if Zal Hashem, Hashem will help that it goes through, it'll be a big thing for the world, and amash many, many Jews, very far, far lost souls, and Goyim also, will be able to be reached. A lot more than Ravaush could reach. It's a bigger range of people. It's a bigger range of people who he talks to and what he's trying to do. And that's why we have to daven. Please add to your prayers that the Emunah Center will come about and it will be successful and it will work. That's really the Ratzon of Rav Shalom. It's really the Ratzon of Rav Shalom. Top, so Adkan. We're going to stop over here.